At 5:44 Central, 6:44 Eastern, I'm Barbara Deeb. Several times each semester, students in the Applied Human Sciences Department at WKU prepare a dining experience for a few dozen faculty and staff members. As Emil Moffitt reports, these student-led luncheons give a hands-on experience to students preparing for a career in the hospitality field.
On a Thursday morning earlier this month, a hungry group gathered in the hall of the Academic Complex building at WKU. It was almost lunchtime.
I am looking forward to Cuban food. I want to see what it is like. I've never had Cuban food before.
Vijay Gola, Associate Dean with the College of Health and Human Services, says while he's new to Cuban food, he has been to quite a few of these student-led lunches.
This is unique because this is put together by our students, and they do an incredible job, and I think they take a lot of pride in them presenting this to the public.
And while for faculty and staff members this lunch may just be a walk across the hall or across campus, for the students involved in preparing these meals, it's a weeks-long process that culminates the day before. The kitchen buzzes with energy as students are busy preparing a meal inspired by WKU's International Year of Cuba.
So we're going to have our pork roast that's going to bake for 6 hours, and then we're going to have a side of rice and beans, and then the sweet fried plantain. So that will be the main entree.
That's Carly King, a student from Somerset. She's providing guidance to students who chop cabbage, peel carrots, and cut up pineapple. While all that happens, dessert sizzles nearby.
Well, it's definitely something that we don't do on a daily basis, you know. So cooking the flan over there, we haven't melted sugar in a big pan since freshman year, so that's definitely something we have to remind ourselves.
Depends on the size.
About a dozen students are in the kitchen, which leads to what Professor Julie Lee calls organized chaos.
Well, the challenges are always just in the whole process. The student management teams pick a menu, they find the recipes, they then have to determine what flavors, what recipes are best, do some research. I brought in half a dozen Cuban cookbooks and we read through them and looked at different things. And especially with our international meals, we usually test the recipes. So I prepared some of the dishes, they prepared some of them, and we picked the menu from there.
Meanwhile, in the dining room the day before, students work in pairs, hunched over ironing boards, making sure the tablecloths and napkins are free of wrinkles. The students have also crafted centerpieces specifically for this meal.
You can smell the aroma.
Joanna Osier from Louisville is in charge of the presentation.
We're just doing a vase, and then we're putting some white sand underneath with coffee beans because that's like one of their main like drinks in Cuba, so we decided to do that. And then we added a Cuban flag with a stick.
There's a last-minute rush just before 11 a.m. to make sure everything is in place as faculty and staff members start showing up.
Oh,
right in the corner.
Do you want our
Yes, I'll go ahead. Yeah, it's very important because you have to like prepare for like all of these people. There's 60 people coming, so we want to make sure it's all perfect for everyone that comes and visits.
Buen provecho, as they say in Cuba. Enjoy your meal. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.